T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The holiday season is upon us, a time of joy, a time of cheer. Yet sadly, not everyone feels like celebrating. Sometimes it's hard to make it through the holidays, and sometimes you just need a helping hand. That's where we come in.
Well, the countdown's on. Christmas is...
What's the day? Today's the 6th.
Yeah, so it's 20, less than 20 days away. That's 3 weeks. It's on. Every parent knows that their child is waiting. I was at the triplets last night at Eric and Joe's, and they were just so, even at 2 years old, so into Santa. Like, as soon as you said Santa Claus, I'm like, well, what does he do? He brings toys. And he's just, I mean, their little faces were so happy, and their eyes got big, and, you know, it's really, you know, obviously from the time a child is as small as two, you tell them you need to be good. Santa can see. And if you're not good, he won't bring you toys. But what happens if the kid's good? Santa doesn't show. As every kid is good. And sometimes it's just a matter of just, again, you stumble a bit. My name is Jennifer, the letter says. I have 3 amazing daughters, 13, 9, and 2. I've been married to my husband for 14 years, and this year has been a struggle for us. We both work. I had to have surgery in July to have my gallbladder removed and had to miss 6 weeks of work. Thankfully, once I healed, I was able to go right back to work. My husband works in a warehouse, but over the last few weeks, they've cut some hours, and then they're shutting down completely in December and won't reopen until after the first of the year. With the missed time, we're falling behind on bills. We have no way to provide a Christmas for our girls. It's breaking my heart not knowing what to do. We have to keep a roof over our head, but I don't have the heart to tell the girls that Santa may not make it this year. If there's anything you can do, it would be greatly appreciated, and I thank you for your time, Jennifer. So, Jake was explaining to me, they don't want to say where he works, but you know the place. And it's just what happens sometimes in the holidays at these warehouses. They shut down and they reopen again. It's a good job, I'd say, the other times of the year, but sometimes you get to the end.
And they start to cut short before the holidays and then
shut down. Yeah, they, you know, what they do is they'll shut down 1 or 2 days a week, and then they eventually shut down all at the end, and then hopefully
and then
you get
back.
To go back. So she's behind on her rent.
She's behind on rent and a couple of bills.
Can she talk? I know she's not at work now. This is before her work, right?
No, she's home.
You know, because the sad part is it's twofold. You know, you think about a kid waking up on Christmas Day and not being there, but the pain of an adult not being able to provide.
Hello.
Jennifer, my name is Johnny Dare. We're on the radio. Is that all right?
Yes.
So Jake showed me a letter that you had sent. Tell me, what happened in July?
Well, I was at work one day, and I was having extreme pain in my stomach, and they had to take me out by ambulance, and come to find out, I had to have my gallbladder removed. It was... really swollen, giving me a lot of pain. I had gallstones, and so I was out of work for probably a good 6 weeks, you know, from the time I left work to the time of healing from surgery.
And so you went right back to work, though?
I did.
And now as you get towards, at the end of the year, your husband, who has a good job, but it shuts down. This year it has, anyway. So over the past four weeks, they've kind of been shutting it down to 1 or 2 days a week, and now it's done until the end of the year.
Yes, he found out from work this past weekend that the warehouse will be closed down until the 23rd of January.
So what happened with, so where are you at money-wise? What's happened?
After
your gallbladder surgery, what happened?
Well, I was able to go back to work, which has been great. I've been trying to pull all the extra hours that I can, just because, financially, we need both of us working, to make it. And it's been quite a struggle. My money, unfortunately, isn't enough to, pay everything all the time. And now with him not working, we're getting behind in rent and the BPU, and Christmas is definitely not an option this year for our girls.
You talk to the kids about that?
My 13-year-old, she knows, and she's like, Mom, don't worry about me. Just make sure my sisters are taken care of. And my 9-year-old, she just keeps telling me, oh, Mom, don't worry. Santa Claus will still come. And it just breaks my heart.
I understand. Yeah, she's 9, so so much belief there. I mean, it's all so very real.
Yes, it is.
And so Jake said you were behind on your rent a little bit. You make a partial payment in November, and then you're a little behind in December. Is that right?
Yeah, we made a partial payment for November, and then December is coming due on the 13th.
And then your electric bill and your electric water is behind how much?
We need to pay $232, and then the current amount is $200 that is due on the 9th.
How much was that rent total? If you what you're behind in November and what you owe in December, that comes to $1,200.
Yes.
What do you have for the kids so far? You have anything?
I'm sorry.
What do you have for your children for Christmas so far?
Nothing. It's just been a matter of me trying to pay the bills.
How's your husband taking this? How's it been? You've been married for
very hard for him.
You've been married for 14 years.
We have been.
What kind of a guy is he?
He's amazing. He's an amazing husband, an awesome father. It's just been really hard for him, especially being the man.
Yep. I do.
It's just been really difficult for him.
Does he know that you wrote this letter?
He does. And he told me that, he kind of went back and forth with it. He was just like, I want to do everything that I can, but there's just not a lot that we can do right now.
Well, the bravest thing you can do is let pride fall away and take care of those kids. That's the strongest thing any parent can do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, stay on. Stay right there. So what do we need? We need $1,225 for rent. We need $230 for the bill. And then, no, they have an old bill for the electric water. I guess it comes. Does that come in together? Is that what you're saying, Jake? And then $200 is due December 9th. And there's nothing for those kids. Right, let's just take it piece by piece. Right. Oh, hello, old friend.
How are you?
It's nice to hear your voice. I saw your name come up on the screen. It's John the Builder, who's called every year for how many years have we known each other now?
1,000.
Yeah.
At least.
How was your year?
This year was great. I want to start this thing off, and we're just going to keep it going stronger and stronger and stronger every day. So what I'd like to do is throw in $1,500 for her today, get her all caught up, and, what she's going through is just, it's rough.
Yeah, man.
So
That's, first of all, brother, every year you, I mean, thousands and thousands of dollars. For, I'll let people know, like, for the first probably 10 years we would speak, he would never give us anything other than, my name is John the Builder, not who he was, never come up, meet us for a drink, never come by and say, you know, hey, so I could say thank you. And finally, we coerced him into, I think twice or three times I managed to corner you and throw an arm around you and tell you how much I love you for it.
Well, this is great. I love what you do. I'm not a big organized charity guy, and this charity means the world to me. So, it's real. I know the money's going where it needs to go, and you know, this isn't. I don't even really call it a charity. This is help. This is help. This is all it is.
That's all it is. It's a hand up.
So many people have come back after they've gotten back on their feet and given back. It's just amazing. This is great.
Yeah. Now you're a good man. I love you. All right. Listen. So that you're goddamn saint is what you are. You stay right there. So now what do we need? So if he's 1,500 plus that 25, so we're only...
Yeah, you have like...
No, we're at 200 a little off the bills, and then Christmas for those kids.
Right.
So for three kids, we need 200 first of all. You're on the air. Mark, what's going on?
Hey, Johnny, I got 200 for you, man.
Absolutely beautiful, Mark. What makes you call and give that money?
And I've had a couple good months,
what do you do?
Want to make sure these kids have a... I'm a route driver, and then on the side, I bowl. So I've had a couple good months bowling.
You sound a little emotional today, man. What's up?
I've got two kids of my own, and their Christmas is all taken care of, and I can't imagine my three-year-old, the two-year-old, not thinking Santa's going to take care of them this year. So I just want to make sure they're taken care of.
You're a good man.
Thanks, man.
All right. Now the rent's done. That back rent and the December rent is done. We've got the electric water bill paid, the past and the current. Now, we've got three kids, a 13-year-old, a 9-year-old, a 2-year-old. Now, a 2-year-old, you know, that's pretty easy, right? But it gets a little more complicated with a 13-year-old. What do you guys think? I mean, it's not a bunch, but a couple $100 for each.
Yep.
Maybe, what do you want to do? You want to do, you know what? Let's do 250 each. I just, you know, it's not an inexpensive board out there, you know? Right. Rock, you're on the air.
Yeah, let's do, you said we need 250?
Hector?
Yeah.
What's up, Hector?
How are you?
I'm well. I'm tall, and I also have quite a full head of hair. This is Hector St. John. I recognize that voice anyway. I was at his house the other day. You know what he did?
No.
He put a slide through the house for his children. One of those big tube slides.
God,
it literally starts at the top floor and goes to the family room. Goes past the living room and into the family room.
That is the coolest thing.
Yeah, that was amazing. Kid. It's incredible.
It is. It's magical.
Really funny.
Yes. I had some friends come over and help me, Johnny, Dan, and Dave, and didn't charge me a dime for it. So let's help these kids make a magical Christmas.
Excellent. What do you got?
$250.
You're a good man. If you're not careful, I'm gonna love you.
Just don't squeeze me too tight.
You're a good man. I love you. All right. Adam, you're on the air.
Hi, Johnny. How much do you guys need left? Or how much do you still need?
Five.
It's taken care of. I got all five.
You have $500?
Yes, sir. Me and a buddy got together and decided to help out this year. And we both had pretty good years, and it's the least we can do.
What made you, tell me how that conversation started.
We both are avid listeners to the show, and he runs our South Dakota route, so he doesn't get to listen as often. But I'm local, and so I figured I'd call in, and he just set an amount, and I matched it, and came out to $500.
Oh, you're good, man. You got that extra five? That's a lot of money. I mean, it really is, brother. You know, I know you guys work for a living, and that's real money. And you're changing lives. I appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Stay there. Any U.S. bank, we count as hope for the holidays. That's where you want to take it. So that's got to be it, right? We got it?
That's everything. That's $250, kid, and then... Rotten Bills.
Jennifer, are you still there?
Yes.
So, you could hear.
Thank you. It's just good to know that the kids are going to be taken care of. There's nothing worse than being a parent and not knowing how to do that. I'm sorry.
No, are you kidding me? I get it. Listen, everybody stumbles. You tell us who your rent check goes to. Bring us that information. Bring us your electric and water bill, the one you're behind and the current one. We're going to take care of both of those. We'll write checks directly to both of them. And I'll have I'll have gift cards for you to go out and go Christmas shopping for those kids, all right?
Okay.
And then our friends at Constantino's, if it says Price Chopper or Sunfresh or Apple Market, I'm sure there's one around you, would like to give you $500 in a gift card that is good for any of the Constantino's, Price Chopper, Sunfresh, Apple Market. So make sure you have a fantastic Christmas dinner, all right?
Thank you so much, Kansas City and Johnny. Thank you.
It's a handful of very good people. All right, you stay right there. You're gonna be cool? Is this gonna get you? Is this gonna get you where you gotta go, though? Does this take care of it all?
Yes.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.